California Senate passes anti-mask bill exposing ICE agents to retaliation. By Joel B. Polak on September 14, 2025. The California State Senate passed a bill Thursday co-sponsored by Radical Senator Scott Wiener, D. San Francisco, that aims to prevent Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers from wearing masks. As Breitbart News noted when the State Assembly passed the bill earlier in the week, the bill is part of a nationwide effort to make it easier for radical left-wing activists to target ICE officers and their families. The legislation, which heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk, is unconstitutional. State police cannot enforce the law against federal law enforcement officers due to the Supremacy Clause. It also unlawfully exempts the California Highway Patrol, the force that Newsom has dispatched to protect former Vice President Kamala Harris. Discriminating against federal officers violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. But like many symbolic pieces of legislation in California, the goal of lawmakers is to send a message. In this case, a message of opposition to federal immigration law and support for radical protesters and rioters. Wiener, as Breitbart News has noted, has sponsored some of the most radical legislation in California. From making California a sanctuary state for transgender surgeries for minors, to decriminalizing loitering for the purposes of street prostitution. The latter law led to an explosion of street prostitution by trafficked migrant children, leading Newsom to repeal the legislation a year later after public exposure and outrage. On Thursday, the day his bill passed the state Senate, he blamed Charlie Kirk for his own assassination. Multiple things can be true. Political violence is toxic and Kirk's assassination must be condemned. Kirk was exceptionally talented and helped build a movement. That movement brainwashed many young men with bigoted, violent poison. Condemn his murder, but do not lionize him. Senator Scott Wiener, at Scott_Wiener, September 11, 2025. The fact that Kirk was shot and killed by a radical leftist does not appear to have given Wiener pause about passing a law that would allow left-wing activists to oppose ICE through violence and intimidation. The legislation does not do anything about protesters who wear masks, or anti-ICE activists who commit crimes against law enforcement officers while wearing masks, or who target federal law enforcement. Newsom will now face a crucial decision, whether to appease the anti-ICE constituency within his party, or to risk its wrath by standing up for the federal officers he would hope to lead if he runs for president in 2028. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.